When a young woman named Desiree vanishes without a trace, the trail leads to Kat Torres, a charismatic influencer with millions of followers. But behind the glamorous posts and inspirational quotes, a sinister truth unravels. Binge all episodes of Don't Cross Kat early and ad-free on Wondery Plus.
Last year, Long Crime brought you the trial that captivated the nation. And one question still lingers. Did Karen Reed kill John O'Keefe? This isn't just a retrial. It's a second chance at the truth. Listen to episodes of Karen, the Retrial, exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus.
What? We can dance if you want to. We can leave your friends behind. Because your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of... Okay, hi. You scared the crap out of me, Earthlings. Yeah, I was just jamming to some 80s hits as the High Time Queen from Space Bunker Temp Services. Well, it's my prerogative to do so back off. What do we got? New season of Hello from the Magic Tavern begins on July 22nd. Bam! Lots more Stitcher Premium bonus content from your Magic Tavern friends coming soon after that. Whip-pow! Live Magic Tavern shows during Gen Con in Indianapolis on August 2nd. Zippity, pap, 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 pow! Go to hellofromthemagictavern.com to get more information. Ugh, I gotta cut back on these caffeine mud baths. That's right, I drink mud. Kerpow! Papity, pap, pow, pow! And now, I present, for your listening pleasure, Offices and Bosses, Season 1, Episode 5, the dramatic climax of the Offices and Bosses first season. But it's not the end, so check back here on July 8th for a very weird and very special high school-themed Offices and Bosses epilogue episode. Later, nerds!
Not marketing manager, IT professional, sales rep, and temp. I am office manager, your guide in the realm of offices and bosses.
All right, everybody, this copier is stuck. Who's got some plans here to get this copier unstuck here?
I'm going to get my little hands in there and try and unjam it.
Okay, your hands aren't as small as they are in the game.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
Dan roll, Smith roll a die there.
Hefty hands, let's see here. That's a 7.
It's a 7, okay. Your hands are stuck. You should have lifted the number 3 little lever first. I would have thought Gail would have known to look at the indicator display on the top of the copier.
Okay, well, Dan, I'm going to go ahead and use a bonus action for Dan Smith to just yell... What a fucking day.
Sure. You do it. Great. And that will inspire everyone to really kind of rally around you and really get this thing unstuck.
Now, I have a permanent -3 penalty to toner.
I'm going to search the room for a printer manual.
Sure. You find a manual in a little plastic box actually attached to the copier.
Ooh, nice.
Okay, great. I'm going to flip to the index, look for troubleshooting tips.
Okay, go ahead and roll a die there.
He's so good at this game.
You find it right away. Oh, I see. Yeah, oh, here it is.
Oh, here we go.
Check the status display.
I see in the status display here, and if I lift lever 3...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the crumpled piece of paper is removed, shoots out almost immediately when you lift lever 3.
Great. I'm going to save the crumpled piece of paper in case it has any luck properties.
Sure, go ahead and write that on your character sheet there.
Crom is a natural at this game.
Okay, I think I'm recording now. Sorry, guys. Just so you know, some of the stuff we did at the beginning, I forgot to start the podcast recording, but we're good now.
The game is in full swing.
All right, well, that's it.
I should check. What was on this crumpled piece of paper?
I'm glad you did. On the crumpled piece of paper is a announcement for the holiday party.
Okay.
With Yankee gift swap.
Does it contain any information we didn't already know?
No.
But just a helpful reminder.
And now you're in the building, you know, and again, no one has found you yet here in the copy room. You successfully broken back into the office building, and you're hiding out in the copy room. No one has found you yet.
Yeah, so. And you know, speaking of helpful reminders, like I know we've been playing this game for a good long time, but you know, if people don't mind going around and introducing who their characters and offices and bosses are.
Sure, why don't you kick us off?
Sure, I'm Arnie Niekamp, but I am playing an elf named Orlando Bloom, who fell through a dimensional portal behind a blacksmith shoppy into the mundane,
it's just shop.
Boring land of offices and bosses. I'm looking for a portal to get me back home.
I'm Chunt, the shapeshifter. I'll be playing Dan Smith, the temp or temporary.
And I am Usador the Blue, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakus. The elves know me as Fiang Yalak. The dwarves know me as Zonin and Hook Stanges. And I am known in the northeast as Gasmoenius Maestar. And when I play officers and bosses, I am known as John Bastion.
This is Krom the Fingarian. I'll be playing Gail Davidson Durst, on the IT team.
Krom, I'm so excited to have you back.
I'm excited to be back.
I feel like you really come alive in this game. You're so thoughtful, and you're you just seem so composed and like you have your shit together.
I do have a hard time expressing myself in the real world, and I feel like I can truly be myself as Gail.
Wow, that's huge. That's really huge.
Do you forget about bears while you're playing this game?
God, it went real bad last time.
I do until someone brings it up.
Oh, sorry.
Then let's get back into the game before.
I'm so sorry. I have to. I don't know. Do you have another page of your diary?
Like his dream journal. Yeah.
His dream. That's what it was. A dream journal. Can we just?
Of course, I keep it in a pouch in my loincloth. Let's see. We'll flip to last night.
Wait, that's what that is?
Yes, that's my dream journal.
Okay. Huh.
See last night. It's an icy forest. Snow covers the pine trees. But I hear a scraping. I wander through the forest. Where is that sound coming from? Ah, it's a bear scratching his back on a tree. Boy, that feels good. I go to the tree next to the bear and proceed to scratch my back. He scratches his back a little harder on the tree, and I scratch my back harder. Soon bark is flying everywhere. Pine needles are getting in our hair. We are scratching so furiously that the trees begin to smoke and turn to hot with the passion of our mutual satisfaction. And then we climax without a single touch.
So it was. Thank you for that. That was...
Yeah, thank you,
Tom. He's just a pro at quoting that journal, you know?
Yeah.
Then we have a hardcore finger session.
I'm so sorry. I thought it was done. I didn't mean to.
Did not mean to interrupt before it was finished. Boy. Please forgive us.
Yeah. Oh, boy. That's embarrassing.
Okay.
Metamore, what is happening now in the game?
Well, we are, like I said, you guys have managed to make your way back into the building for the big holiday party. You have... held out here in the copy room, and no one has found you as of yet. The party should be starting here in a few hours.
I'll tell you what's happening.
No.
I'll tell you what's fucking happening is I leave for what, like a day or two?
A couple days.
I don't remember. I can't keep track of time now that I'm so fucking sad that my friends leave me behind and continue this game without me. Krom!
Flower, I thought that I was just helping out the guys here.
I could not be more angry right now. And I'm going to tell you right now, there's like flame shooting out of my asshole.
Now, first of all, if that's a literal thing, I can probably help.
It's metaphorical.
Okay, good.
So then, never mind my question then.
Now, Krom is just filling in because you were not available to play.
I figured we were good friends that if I wasn't available to play, then everybody just went fucking home. You all had a good salt bath.
It's just so hard to get everyone together, you know, when most of us get together, we have to play.
We keep wanting to play the game, so we've had a series of people play Gail Davis and Dirt.
A series of people?
A few people. Well, to be fair, only one of them was a person.
Okay.
There was a sword.
Sure.
And a talking tree.
Oh, shit. You know I dated a tree.
I know.
This hurts. Okay.
When you say this hurts,
I'm talking about my asshole. Okay, fine, cool. I'll just leave.
No, Flower.
No, don't go.
I'll leave. I understand that this was your character. You originated it.
No, it's just, but I'm sure you made it better.
Krom has done a wonderful job of playing, but you also did a wonderful job.
We can't kick Krom out. Look, he's crying. He's getting his loincloth all wet.
Krom, your journal. No. Don't cry in your dream
I'm
journal.
I'm dabbing my tears.
I think that's from tears.
Okay. I don't know if this is orthodox, but I've had a theory about Gail Davidson-Dersh for a while that she's actually twins. Gail Davidson and Gail Durst.
Oh.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Twins because she has, they're both, their names are Gail.
Yeah.
Now, it's ultimately up to Metamore. He's the office manager.
Well, I'm... if there is fire coming out of your body, we should probably let you... I think that's fine.
I just think I couldn't be responsible for what I would do if you made me leave.
You're not supposed to make a flower angry.
No.
Yeah. Are you conjoined twins? Are you...
No, it was just twins.
So you're just twins who have the same first name but different last names.
Yep, that's how twins work.
Okay.
And they've always been twins since the beginning.
We've been switching in and out this whole time.
What?
Nobody knows.
Oh, and so you're the kind of twins that's like, today you go to work. No, today you go to work.
Right? Maybe?
Right, but today maybe we both go to work.
Yeah, and say, fuck y'all.
It's like that movie you acted out for us, The Prestige.
That's true. I did elaborately act out that movie, The Prestige. I'm trying to think if I recorded that. Someday I'll release that as bonus content.
I feel like I'm more the emotional Gail.
I think that's right.
Yeah.
I'm more like the get shit done Gail.
Sure.
Who are you going to call?
Gail.
Gail Davidson.
I'm Gail Durst.
Yeah.
I think we all see that.
I think to avoid confusion, we should call Krom Gail D and Flower Gail D.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. Good.
This might be a good time to reveal that Orlando Bloom has been triplets this whole time.
No.
I don't think you could pull that off.
Well, if we're ready to dive back in.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
There is a sharp knock at the door.
Oh, man.
I know you're in there.
Everyone be quiet and just hold perfectly still.
I put a lampshade on my head.
I know you're in there. Does anyone else hide or do anything?
I use my elf powers of quiet.
Sure. Okay.
Can I recognize the voice?
You do not recognize it.
Hmm. I hide behind the copier.
Behind the copier? Okay.
I go straight to that fucking door, and I'm just like...
Gail! Gail, get shit done.
I'm just like, come at me! Who is it? Come at me!
It's Sam.
Oh, cool, it's Sam, guys.
Sam, just so you know, Diane and I were married...
Diane got murdered, remember?
Wait, which Diane?
Diane, this is the Diane that got murdered.
There have been...
Who had five dogs who got murdered.
Oh,
you murdered her.
Wait, I murdered her.
Yeah. And I'm here to seek an office duel with the murderer of my wife and raiser of my our five dogs.
Oh, well, that's fine.
Duel accepted. Ernie?
What?
I mean, Orlando?
I suppose as an elf, I can't say no.
Okay, you do open the door, and there is Sam...
Uh-huh.
Sam is a 6.5 foot tall.
He's very handsome and rugged.
Yes. Something's weird about his hair. You're not quite sure what, but something's weird about his hair.
Right,
sure,
right.
Sure.
And he has a broken bottle and a letter opener in each hand.
Okay. Oh, boy. A broken bottle and a letter opener in each hand?
So two letter openers and two broken bottles?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Just to avoid confusion, we'll call it letter opener and bottle L and letter opener and bottle R.
Okay.
And he's ready to go. And the five dogs are with him.
I have to fight five dogs as well?
Hey, you killed Diane.
All right. Well, I have my green smock of protection from the Panera.
That's true. Yes.
And I have my sword of loving, which is a sword that I just made up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Again, I let that slide.
Yeah.
That was the first of sticky slope. Sticky slope? Wait, slippery slope.
No, we say sticky slope.
Sticky slope?
Yeah. It's like, oh, I'm so stuck. I got to get out of this thing. And as you're trying to get away from the sticky, you realize, oh, gosh, I've gone a lot further down.
Yeah.
I should have tried to unstick myself up.
Yeah. I throw my sword at Sam.
Great. Roll the die there.
All right.
That's not how you use a sword.
I got a 7.
A 7. Okay. The sword bounces on the wall and startles the dogs ever so slightly.
Okay.
But
not a good opening.
You no longer have your sword.
Okay. Not good.
Yeah.
We're in is there other office supplies in this room?
Yeah, this is there's a copier, facsimile machine, as well as generic office supplies as well.
Maybe I'll, can I grab a box of thumbtacks and scatter them on the floor?
You certainly can. You want to roll to see how your scattering goes?
Natural 20.
Oh my gosh.
Oh.
Every thumbtack in the box of 500 lands point side up. Coincidentally.
Usador, you love coincidence.
Coincidence, it's such a wonderful, fantastical thing to think about.
I think you probably love it because you're like, coincidence, that's not real.
No, of course not. Magic is real.
If I have a gas station ham sandwich in my purse, I throw it to distract the dogs.
Gas station ham sandwich, is it on the list?
When we returned the van, we picked up maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we stopped by the filling station.
Oh, that's good. I just thought I always had one on me.
Great. The sandwich goes out. The dogs, of course, go for the sandwich, step on the thumbtacks, and they are begin yelping, making lots of noise, but they're effectively out of the melee for the time being. At least three turns.
I want to cross my arms and stand back to back with the other Gale.
I agree.
Do they need to roll for that?
I think they could just do it. I think it's a Gale power.
Wow, look at that.
And then we're gonna wink with the outside eye.
Perfect.
Wink.
Well,
it just look like you're blind, like you're closing your eyes.
I'm going to take the shotgun I found under the seat of the van.
Yeah, that's right. It's a 12-gauge double barrel break open shotgun.
And I'm gonna point it at Sam. Now, Sam, let's end this before it gets ugly.
Sam, you wanna talk about ugly? Here's ugly, getting a call from Roz to come pick up your dead wife's body parts from her desk, all right? That's ugly.
Look, nobody likes Roz. That's not what this is about.
Well, that's,
okay. Can I attack him with an apology?
You can certainly try.
Okay.
You know.
All right, I'm going to attack him with, and I'm sorry that I killed your wife. I got really caught up in using my sword, and I... Okay. 14.
It affects him, but he is resolute. He is resolute, but it affects him. Right now, he's a little bit more worried about the shotgun.
While Orlando is apologizing, I want to sneak behind Sam and form my body in the shape of a table right behind him on all fours.
Okay. Roll there for that there.
Yeah, that's a 17.
Cool. You're able to do it, and no one notices. No one notices the dogs who have stepped on multiple thumbtacks either. Their yelping seems not to attract any attention yet.
Gotcha.
So Gail D and I step forward and we offer like, oh, I'm so sorry, you're so sad about your dead wife who's in pieces. Maybe like you want to be a part of a Gail sandwich?
Yeah.
Just to bring more sandwiches.
Pretty good offer. Pretty good offer.
Roll the die there. Let's see
what we get. Okay, here you go. Oh, it's a 12.
12, okay. He's like, whoa, look, Gail sandwich. Look, my wife just died. All right, let's... my
isn't
secret
it
wife.
Every man's fantasy to have to be sandwiched by twins with the same first name.
Wow, this is I mean, technically, I guess some men.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's a saying in Foon, and twins. some people say that.
I'm going to take a couple steps forward to try to get him to trip over Dan Smith.
Sure.
While
sure.
I'm holding the shotgun at him.
Certainly. Go ahead and roll die there.
It's a 15.
15. Okay, he does it. Look, whoa. He throws his arms up to kind of put you off. Falls over Dan Smith. Lands on the thumbtacks pretty good.
And yes, we got him.
Oh, I was just forming a table in case anybody needs to, you know, sign a paper or anything. Sign a peace treaty.
Peace treaty. Oh.
Yeah, he tripped
but
right
that
over
worked.
You. He tripped right over you. Yeah.
Is he breathing?
Hmm?
Is he breathing?
No, the thumbtacks all killed him.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I take his eyes.
Well, at least I upheld my honor by dueling him. With the help of a bunch of other people.
But you know when you throw a sword at someone and then offer an apology for their dead wife?
Sure. You know when you kill someone and it's totally your fault and they have every reason to be upset with you? They come to get some kind of, like, revenge, and then you, with a team of your friends, use every dirty trick to defeat him. It's like that.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
I really like to replay these scenes in real time and just recognize that Orlando just threw a sword at the wall. Then apologized while the rest of us took care of business.
We got shit done.
That's how the dice rolled. You know, that's what the dice say.
Immigrants, we get the job done.
I will say this. The dogs have now gotten the thumbtacks out of their paws and are now circling around you.
Oh, boy.
And they are bad. They are mad.
They're bad to the bone.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
Are they holding hands while they circle, or is it just on all fours?
They're circling on all fours, and they're like, you killed our humans.
It's not like a schoolyard game.
I'd like to search Sam's body.
Sadly, Sam's body is on the other side of the dog wall.
So if there's a dog whistle or something.
I start quietly crying and singing, who let the dogs out? Who?
I like that.
Did you just make that up?
Sure, go ahead and roll a die there for your very sweet song there.
Okay. That's a two.
A two, okay. It does not attract any attention.
It was more just for me. It didn't matter.
Sure. Understood.
If I get behind Gail D and kind of hype it up as she's singing.
Kind of hype man?
Yeah.
Go ahead and roll a die as well there. See if we can...
12?
Okay, you
what would that hype sound like exactly?
I'm just gonna
let the dogs out.
Would you maybe like yell the year?
I'd be screaming, yeah, the year.
48-239.
We're really good at harmony.
I'd just be saying, Gildy.
I'll go ahead and add your rolls together to make a 14 plus any bonuses. It attracts the attention of Steve,
who rounds the corner behind
you. You probably know Steve.
I remember Steve.
He hates his job.
Yes.
Very much. He sees you guys surrounded by the dogs, and he's like, what the hell is this? What's going on? You guys probably hate your job too, right?
You guys hate our jobs
in the office?
Yeah.
We hate our jobs, but I want mine back, actually. I got fired. Partially because you told Roz that we were talking about salaries.
Dude! You got fired for that, man?
Yes, I did. I'm going to roll to see if I can also say dude.
Sure.
Four.
Oh, nice roll. Oh, wait. Oh, it's okay. I thought it was 14.
No, it's just a four.
Okay. Your effort to kind of like bro dance with this guy fails a little bit.
Dude.
He's like, I am sorry you got fired, right? That was not my intention, okay? Not my intention.
Well, are you going to help me out here and like help us get rid of these dogs?
These wild dogs?
Yeah.
What are you going to do? What are you guys going to do for me? I know I can get rid of these dogs if you can do something for me.
Well,
we can get you fired.
Really?
You hate this job.
I hate it so much.
We can get you fired. We're really good at it.
We'll say that you killed Sam.
Would you do that for me?
Yeah.
You would do that for me?
You're the best, man.
But we have to ask you one other favor first.
Yeah?
Who'd you get in the Yankee swap? Whose name did you get?
Whose name did I get?
Yeah.
I got Roz.
Yes.
That's what we need.
Yeah. I was going to give her a disposable camera and a little miniature photo album. So she could take pictures
of the
night.
That's adorable. That's a cute idea.
That's a terrible idea.
Can we swap Yankees?
Let's roll to see if it's a good idea.
I think it's just precious.
Let the dice decide.
If you want to try to convince him to swap Yankee swap names, we certainly can.
I think we should try to do it.
Okay.
Then we can find a way to get sneak chocolate into a gift.
I thought the Yankee swap was when you yanked something out of someone's hand. Should I just yank that out of his hand?
That's a Yankee swap here in Foon. And
that's right. Of course. I'm so sorry. Sometimes
I always thought a Yankee swap was like everybody gets a candle.
10. Mm-hmm. It's not definitive if it's a good idea or not.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Do you want to swap? Do we want
to? I think we should because this is a vulnerability. It's a way of getting to Roz.
What we do is we give Roz some sort of food that's disguised so it doesn't look like chocolate, but it's filled with chocolate and she dies.
Is she allergic to chocolate?
Yes, we learned that in the last campaign.
Oh, that's good to know.
She's allergic to chocolate. She feels guilty about not spending more time with her family.
Two.
She
can bleed.
Can bleed.
Three.
Yes.
Those are the three things we know.
Okay.
I think it's a good idea,
let's
you guys.
Do it.
Not
I
to inject myself
it.
Into this, but
get rid of these dogs. Let's change names, and then
you
we'll
guys
get
have
you fired.
To, you we'll better get me fired.
Absolutely.
You better get me fired.
Absolutely.
All right. He pulls a can of Alpo out of his coat, runs over to the elevator, pushes the down button. When the door is open, he opens the can, throws it in the elevator, attracting the dogs. The second they realize what's going on, the doors close behind them, and they are sent down to the. He just realized, I forgot to push a button on the inside of the elevator.
Well, they're still in there.
It's going to open up very soon.
No.
It's going to, so
we
you got to
get away from this elevator.
You got to get out of here.
Oh, God.
You better get me fired.
You know what I do love, though? I love the face that dogs make when they realize something. When you shut a door on them and they're like, whoa, what?
Yeah, and as it's closing, you see them all like,
Yes.
One of those things. The old, you held on to the stick and pretended to throw it. Yeah.
Yes. Now, we must hide ourselves somewhere else where... Yeah.
I do a check to see if I recognize anything in the area where we could hide.
Across the hallway, there is a small closet that you could possibly get into.
Yes. Let's all run into the closet.
Do we need to run one by one or all at the same time?
Do we need to run one by one or all at the same time?
It's a small... you can probably one by one. Single file. That'd be nice.
Okay.
Who's the first person in the closet?
I'll go in first.
First day on the temp. Awesome. It's a pretty small closet.
Okay.
Everybody can just fit in there, but you got to stay on your feet the whole time, and you're real close, especially
we
with
can't lie down.
Two gales. You could probably lay down if you were stacked up on top of each other.
Oh. What I'd like to do, this might be a little weird. What I'd like to do is go into the closet with Gale D, Krom, and maybe we go in the closet and just shut the door. I just want to shut the door for maybe 7 minutes.
Sure.
Okay.
How long is that elevator door going to be shut?
About 8 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Good. That's works out.
All right.
I do a check to see if there are any other places to hide on this floor.
Now, the only other place to hide is going to be across the floor of the cubicles. Wait for their 7 minutes.
Can I do a check to see if I can find, a glass anywhere? Like a drink glass?
Yeah. There's
18.
Sure, yeah. You find one in the supply room there.
Okay. I am going to hold it up to the closet door and see if I can hear what's going on in there.
I'm going to try and mask the sound of a hardcore fingering session.
And if everybody's doing checks, I'm just going to do a breast check. Just a selfie exam.
Can you roll for that, please?
I'm going to roll for that. Double D's.
All right.
Where'd you get those letter dice?
Yeah.
Brought them from home.
You find no lumps, and you're confident in not finding any.
Oh, okay, good day.
Gale D and I rolled. He got a 20. I got a 1.
Okay. One of you is not being able to mask your intense... intense fingering session noise.
It sounds like someone's just one person is making out in there.
Well, I got a 20, so I know I succeeded my role. I
mean, that really sounds like someone putting a finger inside of another person.
Oh, Dan
I get
Smith,
very
please.
Mad, and I just whip open the door, and I'm like, Gale D!
Oh, Gale D!
You need to have more perspective in yourself. And also, let's swap.
Okay, so it's been about 3.5 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll switcheroo.
We'll switch.
Okay. Do you commence with the...
I get in there.
I'm going to roll the die there.
Okay, roll the die. For how many fingers?
No, this is for the sound.
You rolled an 11.
But I'm curious about the finger roll.
Yeah, here, I have a 5-sided die.
Because I got to be honest, Gale D number 2 is not going to be satisfied with less than a fist.
Okay, and I'm going to roll your letter die and to see how hot this is.
Yeah, how hot.
See how hot this is, and I got an A and an F.
That is hot AF.
The 3.5 minutes are up. Are you still listening? Is Orlando Bloom still listening in?
No, I just went and masturbated someplace else.
Sure. Okay, you want to roll
Can you roll for completion?
Oh, natural 20.
Outstanding. Yeah. It goes by quickly, but it is satisfying as well. Yeah, it's satisfying as well. Is that what the glass was for, or?
Yeah. Exactly. Okay. Now I'm just, but also, guys, just in case we need it on our quest, I've got a glass full of jizz.
Write that down.
Okay, I'll write that down.
Yeah. So I'm assuming everyone wants to hide in the closet here. Mm-hmm. It's a little stinky in there, but it is full of the Christmas decorations.
Ooh. Sorry about
Christmas
the smell,
hats,
guys.
And
I don't think it was just you.
All kinds of holiday paraphernalia. So if people are looking for a disguise, anything they can do to yeah. You also begin here on the outside. The room is now filling up. The office is now filling up with all the other people there, or in the office there.
So we don't want people to know who we are at this party.
Well, I especially can't, because I've been fired.
That's true.
I'm going to take some of the decorations from the closet. I'm going to dress up as Father Holiday.
Ooh, nice one.
Sure, okay. You're able to do that?
Yeah, before I leave, I'm going to see if in the closet there's a pair of glasses that I can put on my face so that I look totally unrecognizable.
Sure.
It's 18.
And yeah, you find a pair of glasses that it's last year's, and the zeros are eye holes.
Ooh, nice.
And people are like, oh, well, this guy's obviously from another year.
Great. Oh, perfect.
Yeah, he's clearly not Dan the Temp.
Yeah, Dan the Temp's from this year.
He didn't make it to the party. Yeah.
Perfect.
Dan the Temp wasn't here that year.
I'm all set to blend in.
Yeah. I want to do a check. I want to roll to see if there's any chocolate hiding in the closet.
Sure, yeah.
It's a 12.
As a marketing manager, you're very brand conscious and able to recognize that you find some Rolos, which, while not entirely chocolate, do have chocolate on them. You recognize the branding, you recognize the logo.
Rolos is a thing in this game?
Yeah.
They're little bits of caramel covered in chocolate, correct?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay, no, there's just a lot of Earth stuff in this game.
I refuse to wear a costume other than myself because I have been looking forward to this holiday party, and I want to look sexy.
Sure.
You know, because I just want to feel good. So I just I change my outfit from day to night by removing my cardigan.
I'll put on the discarded cardigan.
Sure.
As a way to just class my outfit up a bit.
I feel like I want to write a book called Discarded Cardigan. What a great...
Discarded Cardigan. Yeah.
Discarded Cardigan. Or maybe like start a band or
it's
something.
It's just a good vocal
discarded
warm-up.
Discarded Cardigan.
Discarded Cardigan.
Discarded Cardigan.
Hey there, Foonish Gamers. I'm Musa.
And I'm Koji. And together we're...
Probably trustworthy.
Do you want more from your gaming experience?
Is playing with your friends just not exciting enough?
Are you a vulnerable fool who's easily manipulated into dangerous situations?
Then we have a place for you.
Elaborate Con. Foon's finest gaming gathering.
Come out and meet your fellow gamers in a room that is not filled with deadly traps.
Explore the vast dealer's hall with all of your favorite Foonish board games.
Chest.
Resist ants.
Foonish-wide disease problem. Legacy.
Betrayal at make-out point.
Arched ham horror.
And Foonish favorite role-playing games like Offices and Bosses.
Vampire, the friendship-ending argument.
Call of Chris, the horrible goopy beast made of teeth and mouths.
Pathfinder, the game of getting lost in McShingleshane Forest.
Shadowrun, for your life.
The Dealer's Hall is not full of shadowy spirits that offer you ironically cursed wishes.
It's games instead.
What's that? You want to meet your favorite Foonish game designers?
We've got them all.
Like Dave Arms in Sand.
Richard Garfield the Cat.
Sarah Doombringer Richardson.
Hannah the Shaper.
Keith the Baker.
Kenneth Blight.
Margaret the Wise Man.
Game designers are not cruel wardens of an ever-changing torture prison.
No, they are normal people who make games that are fun and not dangerous.
You get all this fun while enjoying the lavish accommodations at Foon's foremost hotel, the J.W. Marriott.
It's not overpriced.
The price isn't your soul.
Elaborate Con is fun for the whole family.
There is lower than average child death.
Elaborate Con 2017 is next to the lake near the lake by Geneva's Hut.
Look at your hand. Does your lifeline end in a hash cross?
Lucky you. You are marked for Elaborate Con.
It is your destiny to join us for the best 4 days in gaming.
See you this plunder.
You know those creepy stories that give you goosebumps? The ones that make you really question what's real? Well, what if I told you that some of the strangest, darkest, and most mysterious stories are not found in haunted houses or abandoned forests, but instead in hospital rooms and doctor's offices? Hi, I'm Mr. Ballin, the host of Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries. And each week on my podcast, you can expect to hear stories about bizarre illnesses no one can explain. Miraculous recoveries that shouldn't have happened, and cases so baffling they stumped even the best doctors. So if you crave totally true and thoroughly twisted horror stories and mysteries, Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries should be your new go-to weekly show. Listen to Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Spotify or Apple Podcasts.
Last year, Law and Crime brought you the trial that captivated the nation.
She's accused of hitting her boyfriend, Boston police officer John O'Keefe, with her car.
Karen Reed is arrested and charged with second-degree murder.
The 6-week trial resulted in anything but resolution.
We continue to find ourselves at an impasse. I'm declaring a mistrial in this case.
But now the case is back in the spotlight, and one question still lingers. Did Karen Reed kill John O'Keefe?
The evidence is overwhelming that Karen Reed is innocent.
How does it feel to be a cop killer, Karen?
I'm Kristen Thorne, investigative reporter with Law and Crime and host of the podcast, Karen, The Retrial. This isn't just a retrial. It's a second chance at the truth.
I have nothing to hide. My life is in the balance, and it shouldn't be.
I just want people to go back to who the victim is in this. It's not her.
Listen to episodes of Karen, The Retrial, exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus.
In 1976, a Georgia native, Navy veteran, and peanut farmer named Jimmy Carter won his bid for the presidency. What Carter didn't know then was that the next 4 years would be the most difficult he could ever imagine. Hi, I'm Lindsey Graham, the host of Wondery's podcast, American History Tellers. We take you to the events, times, and people that shaped America and Americans, our values, our struggles, and our dreams. In our latest series, we explore Jimmy Carter's time in the White House, from his unexpected presidential victory as an outsider vowing to clean up Washington, to his remarkable diplomatic breakthroughs and legislative accomplishments on energy, education, and the environment. But Carter also faced crushing challenges as he worked to lead the country through energy shortages, sky-high inflation, and the Iran hostage crisis. Follow American History Tellers on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Experience all episodes ad-free and be the first to binge the newest season only on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify. Start your free trial today.
As you leave and enter the party, you see everyone's there. Emily is there. All three Aarons are there, as well as Charles.
Three Aarons, human.
Everyone is dancing and singing and having a good time. So you are not in disguise?
No, but yeah. People might not recognize me because I usually wear the cardigan.
Okay. Yeah.
It also occurs to me most of us work here, so we could probably be here not in disguise.
Well, at some point, someone approaches both Gales and taps them on the shoulder.
Oh, that's me. Yep. What's up?
And turns around and says, "All right, it's a girl. It's Kelly."
Fuck.
Oh no.
Which one?
Kelly.
Which one of you Gales took a deuce in my keyboard drawer?
I'll be honest. That was me. That was straight up me. I did.
Okay.
I'll take the heat for this one. I'll take it.
Are you saying that to me or are you saying that to Kelly?
I'm gonna say it to you and to Kelly. I'm gonna be like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Why are there two Gales? I don't understand. What's happening?
You're in a dream.
There were always two Gales.
I'm in a dream. There are always two Gales?
Yes.
What?
Yeah. You never noticed there were always two Gales?
Oh, yeah. I like your idea better. Didn't you notice?
Well,
wow.
As IT professionals, your ability to lie to someone is very low. I don't know if you want the temp or the marketing manager to try to land this, or if you want to roll for it.
Yeah, or I could say, did you not know that IT stands for identical twin?
I did not know that.
Yeah, then fuck you. You're bad at your job, Kelly. Yeah. Shut the fuck up and stop talking about dudes at the bar.
Yeah. I say, Kelly, two Gales is human.
Okay, I'm going to roll.
There's going to be a lot of rolls coming out of here.
Okay. I rolled a 20.
You rolled a 20?
Yeah.
We've had a lot of 20s lately.
Dice tonight.
I also I got to be honest, I have a pair of dice that's all 20s.
Oh.
Should I not be rolling this
roll
one?
I'm going to roll the two letters. So it says B and S.
Should I use a different die? Should I roll again?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll roll again. Oh, that's a 5.
So, okay. So, look, no, IT stands for Information Technology. All right. I'm not that stupid, okay? I may be already pretty drunk and already trying to score with multiple people around in the office, but you took a dump in my desk.
Look, Kelly, you clearly don't know what's going on here because Gale and Gale have always worked here, and I'm sorry that you aren't bright enough to keep track of who is working for you. I'm sorry that you're such an elitist that you look down on anybody who works in the IT department and just treat them like they're all one person. There's always been Gail Davidson. There's always been Gail Durst.
Let me just roll. Okay, as you deliver your speech, a small circle is forming around you.
Oh, the dogs?
And the Gales of people.
Phew.
And a slow clap is starting as well.
Slow clap.
Between you and around the Gales and around Kelly.
I'm gonna roll, if I may, to try and see if I can convince people to speed up the clap.
Sure.
Okay, that's a 14.
Yeah, you are. You by
oh, good.
Getting it. All right, people, now everyone's clapping, and it's slowly speeding up.
Hopefully that feels a little more natural,
yeah. Yeah, yeah. And if let's get a roll as well from John Bastion.
A 9.
We'll add in you did pray to the
yes.
marketing gods, as well as, I don't know if you have any other magic items you want to parlay here or use.
Let me see. My hat is ruined. I love that fedora. I still have my messenger bag.
Sure. Okay. I'll tack that in as well. It begins to work. It begins to sink in a little bit. At least her guard is down. She has not bought it hook, line, and sinker, but perhaps her guard is down a little
would
bit.
Would it help push it over the edge if Gail D and I started doing our trademark handshake dance?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Sure. Yeah.
Oh, I'd love to see that.
Yeah.
We shake hands and then we tap.
Tap,
feet.
Tap.
Yeah, we're
I like this.
All right.
Back and forth.
Maybe while Kelly's guard is down and while the dance is going on, I'm going to try and gaslight her and make her think that it's last year since I'm wearing glasses from last year.
Sure, go ahead.
You're going to gaslight her?
Yeah. Here we go. That's 19.
Perfect. Like, what? Come on. What's happening here? It's ridiculous. I thought it was... I just need to lie. I've had too much to drink. I guess I've had too much to drink.
Yeah, I think we all agree.
And, you know, I'm just going to take my Yankee gift swap gift, and I'm just going to go, thank you, whoever got me this, you know, 2-liter Jim Beam. Thank you.
Oh, I'll hold on to that if you want to go lay down.
Sure. Thanks, John. You still work? No, you do work.
Yeah, of course.
And Kelly, on your way out, use the elevator.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, Dan.
Thank you so much. And she walks off towards the elevator. A few minutes later, you hear a giant kerfuffle of dogs and drunk lady. But then the doors close again, and you hear a ding. She's probably dead.
She didn't stand a chance. She self-tans. She smelled like jerky.
No, I wish I could have seen those dogs' faces when those doors opened and she was standing there.
Oh, I love the faces.
When you think about it, she was 100% right that you did take a dump in her desk, though.
I know.
So she's upset. Totally valid that she wants to come to us for revenge.
None of us like her, right?
Anyone who stands in our way must die.
And then we just decide to try to, like, drive her insane and send her to her death
by
dogs.
You threw a sword.
But it didn't do anything.
Because you're terrible.
You hear a loud noise. Who's got my name? I haven't gotten my gift yet.
Is that Roz? Yeah, I quickly put the chocolate into the Jim Beam.
Okay, all right. It dissolves into the booze there. Yeah,
I wonder if that's good. Like, I wonder if it tastes good.
It's not chocolate your gift. You can't try it now.
I could try to yank it.
Orlando.
Also, there's Jim Beam in the game.
Yeah, it's just in the book. You know, it's in the object. You know, the
just because there's coincidental names doesn't mean anybody's up to anything.
No.
I mean, let me name a chocolate candy. Oh, Henry. See, I just said two words.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Does that compute to a...
Yeah, it is. It is a candy.
Does the word compute to anything?
Dan, I need you to take the name and give this gift to Roz.
Okay.
Don't do something else that... Make sure she gets it.
Okay.
If we defeat Roz, I can get my job back.
Okay.
As you're having this conversation, Roz enters the circle.
Of dogs? No, the dogs are
of
right
the
there.
People clapping, and everyone gets
still clapping.
Quiet. Everyone kind of backs up a little bit. You hear kind of a hushed, muted tones from people, possibly even some side bets going on around the outside as well.
I tried to disappear into the circle a bit.
I'm going
to
roll the die there.
That's a 14.
14. Okay, you're able to... She will have a negative detecting you, but for only 2 turns, at which point she will get her full value of detection. Who's got my name?
I do.
It is Roz. Did I mention it was Roz?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's Roz.
And she is in full Roz mode. She has what appears to be like a bow on the top of her head for some inexplicable reason. And... She's been drinking.
She wants someone to unwrap her? I don't know what's going on.
She's just trying to get attention. Like, it's all just for attention.
So who's got my name?
I do. And my name
is... You're the temp, right?
Yes, my name is Rob White, the temp.
Prove it.
I don't want to be Dan Smith, right?
Sure. Yeah. Sure.
My name is Rob White, the temp.
Again, how should I know that's your name? Do you work here?
Look at my glasses.
Those are last year's glasses.
I'm a kooky dude.
Well, give me my gift. I want my gift.
So I hand the chocolate booze to Roz.
Okay. This has been opened.
Has it?
Yeah, it's been opened.
Huh.
At this point, Roz is going to use her condescending tone. I didn't want to roll a 20-sided die to be able to resist her condescending tone.
Oh, boy. Everybody?
Everybody.
Okay.
Everybody around the table.
I have an 8.
8. You will be unable to speak anything other than absolute truth for 3 turns.
Well, I'm
16.
You 16, and you have the messenger bag. You're resisting of the condescending tone.
13.
13. You have 1 turn where you must answer any questions she has truthfully.
Oh, okay.
Over here.
4.
You will be unable to do any action for 2 turns, and then after that, you have 5 turns of having to answer any questions she has completely truthfully.
Y, Z? Nope, sorry. Let me... Oh, 11.
11. Okay, you also have 1 turn of having to answer her truthfully.
Okay.
Who is this? Who are you?
My name is Dan Smith. I'm a temporary.
Oh, Why would I know you? I'm from Richmond.
Oh, I'm from Richmond too.
Really?
Yeah.
What's your favorite restaurant?
The Apple Flies.
Roll for fries. Okay. All right. That checks out. Let me try some of this. Try some of this booze here. She does try it and does not detect the chocolate right away. Does not detect it yet on this first swig. With each subsequent drink, she may detect a little bit more. Why isn't everyone partying? What's going on? Why is everyone standing here? Roll out a die here. Okay, John Bastion, you notice there are some people in this room who recognize you, who are staring at you.
I'm actually not staring at him because I can't do anything.
You can't do that. That's correct. You are just, that condescending tone has broken you.
Eyes are just glazed over.
I use my turn that I have to say something truthful to run to the elevator shaft and scream down to Kelly, "You fucking bitch, I shit in your desk and now you're dead."
I'll allow that. That's
Thank
fine.
You.
Okay.
Gail, what did Kelly ever do to you exactly?
There's something about her. I can't put my finger on it. I fucking hate her so much.
There was something about
it
her.
It still radiates. I yell that two more times down the elevator shaft.
I turn my back to Roz completely, and in a strange voice, I say, "They're waiting for you to dance."
Okay. We roll the die here. Okay. There's a dance?
Everyone's waiting for Roz to dance.
Okay, we roll for Roz. At this point, your turns of able to hide from her are now. The bonus is now over. Who's that? Who said that?
Jim.
Why does one person have their back turned? Why is everyone staring at me, but one person have their back turned?
So I turn my back in solidarity.
You're over by the elevator shaft right now.
Still yelling
at Kelly.
There's probably some sort of sense between them.
I can feel it. From
and I say it's John Sebastian. He's pretending like he's not here.
Who are you?
I'm Arnie Niekamp. About a year and a half ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King.
Huh?
In the fantastical, magical land of...
But you're Orlando Bloom.
Luckily, I'm still... I'm supposed to say the truth in the game? I'm Orlando Bloom, an elf from a magical land. About a year and 9 months ago, I fell through a dimensional portal in a blacksmith shoppy. Just occurs to me
it's very similar to what I say on this podcast. That's John Bastion, huh?
Yeah.
What's he doing here?
He's trying to kill you with chocolate inside Jim Beam. Also, you didn't ask. This is a glass of jizz.
We're fucked.
Shots.
That is disgusting.
It's just in my hand. It's not for you.
You know what? Go and roll a 20-sided die there.
18.
She tried to use her groan of disapproval, but you were able to resist it.
Oh, great. I'm just shameless, apparently.
Yeah. She turns back her attention. Not John. What'd you do? You were fired. You can't come to the holiday party.
I still worked here most of the year, so I thought I'd got to go to the party.
Well, you don't, because I said so. Okay.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'll leave now, I guess.
You tried to kill me?
Yeah. Yeah. Honestly, I tried to kill you, because everyone knows that you had the numbers. Everyone knows that you fired me just because you don't like me, and that is bullshit.
Can I start another slow clap when he says that?
Yeah, if we can. And here's what we'll do. We'll go ahead and have, if you want to do the slow clap, if you want to have the escalate, you're going to roll your dies there.
Okay. Sure.
And I'm going to hype it.
You're going to hype it as well? Go ahead and give me a roll as well.
I got 15.
15, awesome.
A one.
Ooh. So you can't quite get everyone. It's kind of...
Yeah.
The claps aren't quite in tune, in unison.
And I'm just barking like a dog.
Barking like a dog. Give a roll for me.
That's a 16.
16, okay. Those are some good bonuses. That was a great speech, John. If you want to try to convince her with that speech you just gave, go ahead and roll for it here. And you've got your messenger bag and your...
So 15.
15. Plus the bonuses from the Gales. You have a stunted Roz. She feels out of place in this office.
So, Roz, why don't you just pack it up and go back to Richmond?
Ooh.
And as John Bastion burns her, I'm going to sneak behind her and get down on all fours in the form of a table.
Okay.
And I'm going to sign a check on top of them.
Sure. Okay.
But I date it 2007 because I'm confused by his glasses.
I'm going to put this glass of jizz on his back without a coaster.
Okay. All right. I would advise you to stay as still as you possibly can.
I'm going to try to kind of get Roz to be a little stunned by kind of shouting questions to her about her family, whom she neglects. What's your son's favorite book?
Okay, go ahead and roll a die there.
12?
12, let me roll for her. Oh, okay, those are landing. Who are you? What's going on? Why are there two of you?
What's your daughter's favorite color?
That doesn't matter right now. Who, she changes
Aren't
all
you
time.
Their mother?
Well, yeah, certainly I
am. You can't answer those questions?
I am certainly their mother. Who is this person?
I'm kind of getting in her face as she's like taking steps back, maybe.
A few, but not many here.
Roz, that's my friend Gale, and that is my friend Gale.
And one of them had sex with your ex-husband after a jamboree.
What? This is preposterous. This is preposterous. Okay, I need everyone to roll a die again to resist her controlling tone. This controlling tone would immediately. She gets to use this once per engagement.
Oof.
This is her dragon breath here.
I got an 8.
3.
12.
19.
4.
Okay, everyone cowers. All right. I am Roz Walters. I am COO from Richmond, and I need everyone to shut their mouths and start partying and back away now. And everyone does back away. You'll fail the test except for John Bastion.
And I decide to give her a final push over Dan Smith's back.
Okay, yeah, you run and give her a push. Go ahead and roll for that.
Mm-hmm. 11.
11. Okay, the glass does not break, but it does kind of spill on her back a little bit.
Aww.
She falls over. What's happening?
Still gross.
It's kind of hot.
It does give her a few points of damage. If I wants to roll again with a +3 to break her tone, that was a very embarrassing event that happened to her. Are people still under the spell of her tone?
Got a 12. +3 is 15.
Yep, not bad, not bad.
17.
Wonderful.
11.
11. You're already not under the spell.
Right.
I have a 1.
You are still very much under the spell of this controlling tone. But you guys have woken up and can now do something with your turn.
Can I do a secret action real fast?
Sure.
I'm going to...
Oh, wait. Let me make everyone deaf with my spell.
I'm going to run up to Roz and ask her to sign Dan Smith's birthday card. I still don't have her autograph.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
I want to get everybody in the office.
Go ahead and give me a roll on that.
Okay.
And,
what are you rolling for?
Oh, 11.
We'll stop being deaf as soon as Arnold is done.
In her weakened state with her moist back, she signs it. She signs it.
Great.
Great, yeah.
Roz, you're not so bad. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Certainly. No, that's fine.
Sorry. I'm sorry about the cup of jizz. It's really...
Oh, I understand. It started going in that direction before.
Discarded cardigan. Yeah. Discarded cardigan.
And I'm sure it's not easy to be a woman in the workplace. Like,
oh, no.
Being a female boss.
No.
There are some rules in the book that sometimes women don't get as many special abilities as a man.
Sure.
Or,
yeah. I appreciate that. I'm sorry we're all trying to kill you.
Oh, that's fine. Well, whoever this is for, I've signed.
Okay, well, thank you. I appreciate that. I'm never going to forget that.
Would you help me up?
Yeah.
Girl, thank you very much.
Do I roll for that?
No, you to help her up.
Oh, okay, help her up. Yeah. All right.
Are you done yet?
I think we're done. I think the secret action is done.
I can hear myself.
Oh, so it happened.
You fixed my one bum ear.
Yeah, that was weird. It reminded me of that time that I was a leopard.
A deaf leopard?
Whole time I was just thinking about baseball.
Okay.
And I don't even know what that is.
Well, the secret action was that for Orlando Bloom to have... Well, if you want to explain what you did...
Wait, you do a secret action, we can't hear it, but then you're going to tell us what it is?
Well, there is an outcome. One is Orlando Bloom seems a little... feels a little sorry for Roz.
Kill him.
What?
And feel like maybe she's not so bad after all. And maybe I should defend her. Maybe I should, help.
Yeah. He killed Diane. He killed everyone in that restaurant. I've had it with Orlando Bloom.
Wait, I think in offices and bosses, what I've come to discover is the most powerful weapon of all is empathy.
Oh, what?
Dan Smith? I also got something for you.
It's not another glass, is it?
No, it's his birthday card. Signed by everybody in the office.
Oh my god, that's all I wanted.
I know.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much.
I know it's not your birthday, but...
I'm very touched. I'm going to roll to see if my heart enlarges.
Sure.
Not in a way that would kill me, but in just a way that's like...
Yeah. Metaphorically, yeah.
It's natural 20.
Yeah.
Your heart does enlarge, and for the next 2 weeks, you decide that you're going to quit temping and pursue that garage band you always wanted to be in.
Discarded cardigan.
Maybe finish that play.
Yeah.
You were working on remembering all the things that made you move to the big city in the first place that you had to put on pause just to get this job to pay the bills. So for the next rest of the day, you will not be a temp. You will be...
Be a man.
You'll be a man. You'll be a man.
Wow.
I make a beeline
you'll be a
for the closet.
I was going to say, you guys want to spend like 3.5 solid minutes in there after that exchange?
All right.
I'm with you.
Well, we're not done with Roz.
Oh,
she is bleeding ever so slightly,
mm-hmm.
but she is far from dispatched, far from dead.
All right, Roz, I'm not going to lie. We came here to either get John's job back or to kill you in the process.
Well, I just want you all to know that this John Bastion is a terrible guy, and I've had it out for him from the beginning, and it's the whole thing with a giant setup to get him canned.
Roz, why have you had it out for me? What do you have against me?
I'm going to roll for that convincing marketing tone.
11.
11. I knew a guy named John Sebastian in high school.
My name is John Bastian.
I knew a guy named John Sebastian in high school. And ever since I've been in this office, I keep hearing that name said out loud.
John Sebastian. No.
And it reminds me of this terrible guy I knew in high school who was very mean to me. And, I guess I'm taking that on you.
Well, that's not me. It clearly says here in my character sheet that after high school, I changed my name from John Sebastian to John Bastian.
Oh.
How did I know that?
I must look like a dog the way I just reacted.
I love that look.
And just so you know, Dan Smith, the skills of a temp you will temporarily maintain, but you also gain the skills of whatever it is your dream job was the next 2 weeks. So you'll have... the skills of a garage musician amateur playwright as well.
Yes.
But only for 2 weeks. Only for 2 weeks, and then you will probably realize that you should probably just keep your job.
Yeah, of course. I mean, that's.
But those 2 weeks.
I'm going to write some sort of musical play.
Yeah. I mean, I'll be honest, those 2 weeks are going to feel good, but then they're going to make you more sad later.
Yeah.
I start to immediately craft a ballad.
Great.
Roz, if you need to take out your rage on someone, why don't you fire Steve? You know that guy who always smells like dog food?
Yeah, go ahead and roll a die there.
Ooh, 18.
Yeah, he does smell like dog food. You notice that too? Let's take a vote. Who thinks I should fire Steve instead?
I raise my hand.
I raise my hand.
Okay. John Bastian, if you can prove, you have one round to prove why I should hire you back and fire Steve instead.
Steve isn't productive because he spends all of his time and energy complaining about how he doesn't like to work here.
Well, appeal to her heart.
And all I do is work hard every single day doing the best I can at my job. And when I'm done with my job, I know how to have a good time and to make the people around me that I care for feel good. And that's contagious.
All right, here's your challenge.
I'm going to hype that up a little bit.
Okay, I see your roll there. That was nice.
What does that sound like?
12. Get stuff done. Has some fun. Makes people feel good all the time.
Okay, all right. Here's your challenge. Sell me some Rice Krispies. Give me your campaign for Rice Krispies.
Wait, there's Rice Krispies in this game?
Are they like little cereal things? Yeah, yeah.
Puffed rice.
Puffed rice.
And then they mix it with a marshmallow and you bake
and it's
it.
Crispy.
Oh, that just seems exactly right. Yeah.
Huh. Okay. Well, if you can convince her with your Rice Krispies campaign, you can have your job back.
Here's my campaign. The lights come up on a small kitchen table. There's a boy and a girl sitting there.
Ooh, this is a great intro for the play I'm writing. Lights up on this kitchen table.
A mom, not unlike yourself, Roz, brings a tray of Rice Krispies over to the children.
Dan, okay. Can you maybe form a table so she can picture this moment?
Yeah, let me get down on all fours.
They reach out with their tiny hands and begin to eat the marshmallow and Rice Krispie laden treats. And they look at their mother and they say, "I love you, Mom." And she says, "I love you too. I'm sorry I have to go to work today." And they say, "That's okay. You do it for us."
Shit, I'm a fucking mess over here.
Wow.
All these lyrics are
flooding to me.
Wow, this is so Mad Men Season 1, Episode 13.
The dogs in the basket and the dogs in the basket in the golden sun. Little girls.
And a glass full of cum.
This is writing itself.
16.
16. Here's Roz's. Roz rolled a 3. This story very much affects her. Her head begins to just spin around really, really fast until it rockets off of her body, and stars and snow fall on everyone.
Why is it crazy holiday miracle?
Wow.
White Christmas for everybody. Oh. Yeah.
That's amazing.
And blood does come out of her body.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah.
That was a tough boss, guys. That was a Ross.
Wow. We did it. How wonderful. We have won. Victorious again. Usador puts another notch within his staff, showing that another villain has been defeated at his hand. Yea, none do escape mine sight when my sight is set upon them.
Wait, is Ross dead?
Oh, yeah.
We defeated her.
We defeated her.
By appealing to her emotional state.
Okay. That's what's how wrong? You get women.
Arnie, you seem upset. You seem unsatisfied.
It just seemed a little sad that Roz died at the end.
You killed several people in this game.
Yes, you have the greatest body count of the whole game.
I suppose that's true.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, you filled a glass cup full of cum.
I mean, I collected a bag of eyes, but that's not even half as disgusting as what you did.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
I was hoping you would have been able to use those eyes,
yeah,
either as marbles to trip people on, you know,
I should have,
save them for next time.
Yeah, they can stay on your character sheet.
Hindsight is 20/20.
isn't Bag Full of Eyes the first album from Discarded Cardigan?
Ooh, it is now. Bag Full of Eyes.
I know the campaign is mostly over, but can I kind of just like scurry through all the gifts in the Yankee Exchange, just ripping them all open and seeing if maybe there's a dimensional portal in any of the packages?
Yes, a denouement.
Sure. Go ahead and roll a die in there.
14.
You find a dimensional portal, but it's fairly small.
Uh-huh.
But you are getting a slight whiff of smoke through the dimensional portal.
Uh-huh. Like the smoke that would come from a blacksmith shoppy?
Perhaps.
How big is the hole?
Like
how much of me can get back home?
Oh, boy.
This sounds like a question for the closet.
Yeah.
That's the first question I always ask is how big is the hole? Because I want to know what I'm working with.
Yep.
Rip my life into pieces. This is my bag of eyes.
Nice.
That's because a classic poem.
That can't be the lyric to every song I write. I'll become...
Can it? Let it flower dream.
Hey, Gail.
Yeah, Gail.
Do you want to go tag team Dan in the closet?
Only if it's while we're playing laser tag.
All right, I'll go get some laser pointers.
Nice.
So, yeah. Orlando, are you going to try to go through that portal?
Well, how can I fit my whole body through?
Well, it's going to be a tight... If everyone maybe put your shoulders down and everybody jumps on top of your feet as you're upside down in there, maybe you could fit in there, but you certainly couldn't come back through.
Never?
Never.
I couldn't see my friends, Dan Smith and Gail Durst and Gail... Davidson and John Sebastian?
John Bastion.
It'd be the last time you'd see them. It'd be, yeah. Or you could stay here in the land of offices and bosses.
I mean, I was working really hard all this time to try to get home. And I guess I didn't think about all the people I'd be leaving behind. Do any of you want to come with me to the magical land behind the blacksmith shoppy?
That shop.
I just got my job back. And as much as we, adore you, Orlando. I think you should get home.
Okay.
Why don't you go first, and we'll go in right after. I look at Gail and just kind of...
You do like a hand wavy, like, ain't gonna happen.
Can I roll to see if I notice that?
Sure.
14?
You sense something. Yeah. You sense a
just
little
like,
something.
Just the voice. You don't even need to see the hand
you
gesture.
Don't see it,
it's
but
like,
there's a...
Not a convincing voice.
No, and this is an IT professional, too, right. So they're...
Well,
John Bastion wishes Orlando the best, but he becomes almost immediately again obsessed with his quest to make Quaker Oats instant oatmeal the best instant oatmeal on the market.
Wait, there's Quaker Oats in this game?
Quaker Oats instant oatmeal.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's in, if you read the books, you know, they list all the things that are in the world. Yeah.
He's in charge of a number of brands, actually.
Let me look through this book.
GLD is just now reading concerned with player's handbook? Completing I've never vision board.
He's the one who fills a glass with cum. And he, I lost it.
Actually, yeah. Arnold, the book is fascinating. There's many interesting bits of trivia and history about the creation of the game that you might find fascinating.
It's crazy. I mean, like, there's so much Earth stuff in here that's kind of eerily close to being accurate.
There's a bit of a legend about how the game was invented that, again, it's a bit of a story, and not everyone in Foon believes it, but the guy who wrote it claims that he himself fell through some kind of dimensional rift from a land, and this is about his world. His name was Gary. Gary Gygax, and he says that, you know, they wrote this game while he was here, you know.
Is he still here? Could I?
Oh, no, he went back. He went back. Oh. But he was here for a long time, and I don't know. You know, maybe he went back to his world and opened a hamburger stand. I don't know. He was here for a while, and, you know.
That name sounds very familiar.
We should investigate this gentleman. Perhaps how he traveled through dimensions should help you someday, Arnold.
Yeah.
Gale is going to just kind of put an arm on Orlando's back and just say, well.
You know what? Orlando senses that there was a moment. That was a moment of nice connection and bonding between him and his fellowship in the office. It was a moment where it was time to say goodbye. And he realized that he really lingered a little too long through that moment. Where it kind of crumbled to a kind of, like,
do you have
awkward thing.
Reminds me of now.
So he realizes, you know what? He's going to have to stay in the land of offices and bosses until there's another portal. And another moment that's a little better.
Or you could go through the portal and you could play a different character next time.
Oh, all right. I'm going to jump through the portal. Bye!
Go ahead and roll a dexterity check to make sure you don't land on the blacksmith's fire.
Oh, okay. Ooh, three.
Three. Ooh, you land face first onto the blacksmith's fire.
Oh,
no. Fire.
Oh, he did.
Is it the blacksmith's fiery?
How many hit points are available to you?
Seven.
You only have seven hit points?
Yeah.
Okay, it's 1d6 plus 6 is okay. The damage for landing on a blacksmith's forge.
Oh, so you're definitely dead.
Can I yell through the portal? Looks like someone else got fired.
Let the bodies hit the floor.
But wait, I've got my
your apron.
I've got my
protection.
Apron the protection.
You do apron and protection. That's right. Go ahead and roll the die.
Okay. Six.
Okay. Well, you fall through the portal. The blacksmith is... What the hell's going on?
Yeah.
Yeah, Great Foon's ghost. What is this?
Yeah.
You then roll off. Your apron does protect you to the tune of 5 points.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so you are merely incapacitated and you'll spend the rest of your life...
wishing for death.
Right? Wishing for death, yeah. Badly burned. Badly burned. The world of offices and bosses does have some burn units in the hospital, could have applied some salve and saved you and... transplants and whatnot, but
not there.
Great stuff, you guys. Everyone kept their jobs. There may be a little holiday bonus in your check.
Oh, excellent.
Wait, what's this?
Well, you're gone.
You're gone.
Okay.
Yeah. I guess torched hair, it hurts, man. Did that work?
What?
Torched hair, it hurts, man.
And
that's how you play offices and bosses.
I'm kind of not happy that I came back.
This is the time where normally I would tell you none of this really happened. But this is fake characters in a fake world playing faker characters in a faker world. It's super not real. Call it an alternative fact. Thank you for following along as we depleted every ounce of possibility from a threadbare premise. And thank you for listening to the subsequent 4 episodes as well. Usador the Wizard, aka John Bastion, was played by Matt Young. Shunt the Shapeshifter, aka Dan Smith, was played by Adol Rafai. Crom the Fingarian, aka Gail Davidson, was played by Mark Logsdon. Flower, aka Gail Durst, was played by Brooke Bright. Someday her grown children can listen to Mother's embodiment of a plant yearning to be fisted. Metamore, the office manager, was played by Bill Arnett, a.k.a. low-functioning Rain Wilson. Musa and Koji, the spokespeople for Elaborate Con, were played by Kat Kuhl and James D'Amato, creators and hosts on the OneShot Podcast Network, with podcasts like OneShot and Campaign, where improvisers play role-playing games. OneShot is a new game each month, and Campaign is an ongoing Star Wars campaign. All of that can be found at OneShotPodcast.com. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Evan Jacover, and Ryan DeGiorgi. This episode edited by Ryan DeGiorgi. Production assistance from Garrett Schultz. Theme music by Andy Poland. Logo by Allard Leban. To learn more about Hello from the Magic Tavern, go to HelloFromTheMagicTavern.com or follow Foon Arnie on Twitter at Magic Tavern. Final word in your secret phrase, it. Now bask in the warm glow of understanding. For hours of bonus audio content, including the sound of one person putting a finger inside another, and Arnie's one-man reenactment of The Prestige, go to audible.com, open a live chat window with a customer service representative, and beg them to make it. One parting thought. When cornered, Arnie's greatest weapon is an apology. If that's not a fitting statement for this entire endeavor, I don't know what is.
He's the one, and he fills a glass with cum, and he killed Diane, and he
fingered that man.
Hey, I'm Mike Corey, the host of Wondery's podcast, Against the Odds. In each episode, we take you to the edge of some of the most incredible adventure and survival stories in history. In our next season, it's 1980, and in the Pacific Northwest, the long dormant volcano Mount St. Helens is showing signs of life. Scientists warn that a big eruption is coming, but a restricted zone around the mountain is limited by politics. On May 18th, hikers, loggers, reporters, and researchers are caught in the blast zone as the volcano erupts. They find themselves pummeled by a deadly combination of scorching heat, smothering ash, and massive mudslides. The survivors have to find their way to safety before they succumb to their injuries or face another eruption. Follow Against the Odds on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Binge the entire season ad-free right now only on Wondery Plus. Start your free trial in the Wondery app, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify today.